It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on political correctness and the threat it poses to our society. Political correctness poses a threat to our society? Oh, come on, John, what have you been smoking? This time you have gone too far. Political correctness is a good thing because it reduces the possibility of offending others. My response to that argument is Fahrenheit 451. The author of Fahrenheit 451 was one of the most outspoken critics of political correctness. Mr. Ray Bradbury died earlier this month, and this show is a tribute to him. In his famous book, Fahrenheit 451, the infamous book-burning program was conceived in major part to prevent discrete groups and minorities from being offended. The Nazis had engaged in book burnings during the early stages of World War II to rid the Third Reich of un-German literature, and Bradbury was likely inspired by these activities as he wrote his novel. Any high schooler can tell you the story of Fahrenheit 451 and the cost in human freedom resulting from this stated goal of not offending. George Carlin was a comedian who often focused his social commentary on the use of language in our society. His main argument concerning political correctness was that the words can't be bad, but people and intentions can. In other words, he argued that offensiveness depends not on the words used, but rather on who is speaking them and for what purpose. Pretty radical idea, right? Let's consider an example. One of the most popular and longest-running shows today is South Park, the animated series starring a bunch of kids. Nothing is sacred to the writers of this show. Not politics, not religion, not race, not gender orientation. Few people would designate South Park politically correct. So why doesn't it offend? Because, as George Carlin said, the offensiveness doesn't depend on the words, but rather who is speaking them and for what purpose. If you are familiar with the show, most of the potentially offensive words are voiced by children for the purpose of either educating or gaining a better understanding. Ironically, the writers of South Park also produced the immensely popular Broadway show The Book of Mormon. Far from being offended by the show, the Mormons are some of its biggest fans. So why do I consider political correctness a threat? To answer that question, I've gone back in the archives and found a quote from no less than Moses himself. Political correctness is tyranny with manners. Okay. The quote's from Charlton Heston, but I think of him as Moses. So what is Heston's point? Political correctness is a polite form of censorship and language control. Case in point, Don Rickles has made a career out of offending people and making them feel uncomfortable. He is front and center at every celebrity roast show because he has the zingers that can make even the most adored idols human, and puts the submerged issues of the day out front and center for people to deal with. At a recent Hollywood event, Rickles is reported to have said, "I shouldn't make fun of the blacks. President Obama is a personal friend of mine. He was over to the house yesterday, but the mop broke." The audience initially gasped, but eventually laughed. Why did the gasps turn to laughter? The statement was blatantly racist, but the speaker of the words was known for pushing the envelope and for doing so to make people laugh. The audience wasn't hypocritical. They just realized Rickles was an equal opportunity offender, and no ground to him was sacred. By the way, this sequence was edited out of the version of the show to be subsequently televised. Recently, on a late-night talk show, Chris Rock, another comedian who frequently pushes boundaries, told the host that the black community ignores President Obama's whiteness. This statement is also blatantly racist, But the audience laughed because Rock's act is as much social commentary as it is humor, and he voiced the words more as a statement of fact than as an attack or a threat. Thankfully, his sequence was not censored. But consider the likely reaction if another comedian had said the white community ignores President Obama's blackness. I don't really think Don Rickles will change his ways as a result of being edited out of the Hollywood show, but a younger, less established comedian might. That would be the tyranny with manners that Moses spoke about. Slowly, political correctness censors the edgy part of society, and we need that edginess to force us to deal with tough issues, not bury them. That's why Bill Maher calls his show with pride politically incorrect. He recognized the need to poke the establishment to keep it in line and to make a lot of money for himself. So I want you to go out there today and do something politically incorrect. By doing so, you will keep the flames from reaching Fahrenheit 451. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.